So,
yeah, it's quite a history. As for him, when you talk about him, and he's referred to as the godfather of gay Detroit, a straight man as the godfather of gay Detroit, what makes him that? Why?
I think, one, his 35-year longevity as kind of a bar owner. He was very supportive of various organizations and causes. You know, there would be fundraisers at Bookies. I think he created a safe atmosphere in a city where, certainly up through the 1990s, and some might say even today, you know, many of the gay residents are closeted. There's also this phenomena that's growing more and more as time goes by throughout, you know, the 60s, 70s, and 80s, as you got these gay bars in the city that are relying on suburban clientele. So you've got kind of this phenomena of bar owners wanting to maintain their financial foundation. So they're kind of operating their bars with that in mind. Booking his wife, I think, lived in Southfield. So, you know, even as a straight owner, he's living in the suburbs, coming to the cities. His customers largely have to come into the city because there aren't gay bars in the suburbs. So it's kind of this phenomena where there's kind of this gay residential presence that's white out in the suburbs coming into this predominantly black city to go to gay bars that are often largely segregated. Now, there's some key exceptions to that, like Todd's, but like Menjo's is known for, you know, if African-American customers would come to the door, they would ask for 3 or 4 pieces of ID. And, you know, and if they knew that and pulled them out, then they might say, well, they all have to be photo IDs. Or, you know, there'd be a way where they were trying to police, you know, the presence. The other thing that was happening was, you know, downtown, one of the last mainstays downtown, when the 10-11 closed, that owner, Ernie Backus, moved to the Famous Door and operated the Famous Door until, as his son tells me, a neighboring bar owner was shot in a robbery. And so Ernie decided to pull up stakes, and he went out to you know, one of the townships in Macomb County and opened a bar that was never gay. The Famous Door continued on, but became a black gay bar. And so there's kind of this pattern of, over time, bars kind of shifting its clientele as new bars are opening up, old bars wanting to, you know, stay open, provide an opportunity for African Americans who haven't had the same kind of financial means to operate bars, to have spaces that otherwise wouldn't have been there.